Rashi brings down the famous Chazal. V'oid nidrash boy. Bikish Yaakov leishiv v'shalva. Yaakov Avinu wanted to live a peaceful, serene life. Kovitz olav rugzoi shal Yosef. The anger of the mice of Yosef jumped upon him. Tzadikim of Akshim leishiv v'shalva. Tzadikim, that is their, what they always want. They seek out to live v'shalva. I'm around Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch, who says, "We die in the tzaddikim, Hashem Yisukim lahem oylem haba." It's not enough for tzaddikim, which is designated for them in oylem haba. Elishim avakshim leishim b'shalav oylem hazeh. Miyad kofetz olav ruzik shel yosef. So the famous question is, you know, what was the time on Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu wanted to sit b'menucha, to sit in one entire. He didn't mean to vacation. He didn't mean to have a good time. He meant to sit and learn b'shalva. The Ksav Sofer asks a different question. The Ksav Sofer asks that Yaakov Avinu, when he ran away from Esav, and when he had the dream, the Sulam Mutzavarsu, when he got up, he said he wanted lechem lechel, he wanted the minimum. And now he wants leishiv b'shalva, to sit like that up his like what changed all of a sudden? He was willing to settle for Pashta Zach and Lechitchila, and now he wanted Leishiv B'Shalva. Like, what happened? And also, like, why did Yaakov Avinu ask for Shalva? Many tzaddikim throughout the generations lived in the worst poverty shayach. They lived under the worst circumstances. They were able to serve Hashem. See, Yaakov Avinu was any less than them. He wasn't capable of serving Hashem. He already proved that he was able to. So now he was seeking Leishiv B'Shalva. So the Ksav Sofer says, I'm a chudish dikibshad. Mamish, I'm a chudish dikibshad. Ksav Sofer says, there's a Gemara in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chof Hei. Hanina ben Doisa, he was living a life of doichik, a life of tsar. So his wife told him, how much longer are we going to do this? So she said, Davin takhodesh baruch, we should send you something min ha-shamayim. So a hand came down and gave him a golden leg. He took it. And then he had a dream that everybody else was sitting in Olam Haba in Gan Eden with a table of three legs, and his table was missing the leg. So he told his wife, you want to live where everybody else has three legs, we only have two? She said, no. He says, ask them, you should take it back, and they took it back. So the question is, what was Rav Hanina ben Doisa have? I mean, if they're going to give you min ha-shamayim, you're taking away from your Olam Haba. Like, what was his... Because Havamina to take it and not to lose his Olam Haba, like it was a big chiddush, it has to come from somewhere. So if it's coming from Olam Haba, then of course you're going to be missing it. So Sefer says, I'm a chiddush de kibshad. He says that Rav Hanina ben Doisa thought, until now I lived a life of oini. I lived a life of poverty. And I passed the test, and for that I got schar. We know that oisher is a greater nisayin, the Gemara says. You know, this life is full of different nisayin. Some people have the nisayin of money, some people have the nisayin of oisher. Some people have the nisayin life is in turmoil for them. Some people have the life of menuchah. It's very easy to become a balgaivanik. Very easy to become a balgaivanik if a person is rich. As I'll say that the nisayin of riches is greater than the nisayin of poverty. So Hanina ben Doisa thought, if now I'll get rich, so I'll have a bigger nisayin, and I hope to pass the nisayin. And that way my schar will get bigger. I'm not going to take away from my Olam Haba. If anything, my schar is going to get bigger. So he showed him in Hashemayim, just because you passed in the sign of Aini does not mean you're going to pass in the sign of Aisher. It's a totally different thing. And sometimes people are given siyata d'shmaya for the nesayin they were meant to have. And lehepach, if they get themselves into a new nesayin, Chazal say, le'olam ha'yach nesayin, nesasmi l'nesayin, Dovan HaMelech said, b'chaneini Hashem v'naseini, he wasn't able to pass. So they were showing him in a shamayim, you think it's a chudar reparshan, you're going to get more schar, you're going to end up losing, you're not going to have that, because who says you're going to pass this Nisayim? So it's a symbol of Gemara, the famous Gemara in Masechtas Brachas. Gemara says that Rav Yochanan went to be Mavaka Chayla, Rav Elozer, he was sick. It was dark in the room, so Rav Yochanan uncovered his arm, and the whole room lit up. And he saw that Rav Elozer was crying. What are you crying about? He says, is it maybe you think that you didn't learn enough Torah, you didn't have enough Ma'isim Tovim? Shaninu, Echra Marbe, Echra Mamid, Vavashi Chavali, Belashem Shemayim. maybe it's for your crying because you don't have mezainis, you don't have parnasa. He says, you know, not everybody is zeichet to both shulchanos, the Torah and the shulchan of Ashiras. What's there to cry about? Practice of Sefer, he actually had a habit of Rav Elazar crying because he's poor. Rav Elazar was already holding Atak by leaving this world, right? His whole life he lived bedachkas. So Rav Elazar crying because he never had parnasa. What's the pshat? Zoktik Sab Sofer, the same Mahal, he thought maybe Rav Elazar felt bad that he only had the Nesayin of Anius and he never had the Nesayin of Ashiras. And Mimela, you know, he doesn't have the amount of Schar that he would have liked to have. So that he told him, not everybody's Eichelikach, other Rabbi. People could pass the Nesayin of Ashiras, but many people cannot pass the Nesayin of Ashiras, so you shouldn't cry over that. Zoktik Sab Sofer, that's the Bikish Yachel Leishim Rishon. Yaakov Avinu already went through the Nisayan of Dchak, of running away from an Esav, of Lavan, not having much. And in his youth, he didn't think he could pass the Nisayan of Ashiras. That's why he said, I want the bare minimum. Right? But now that he already went through life and he passed the Nisayan of Anias with flying colors, Bikish Yaakov Leishu B'Shalva, he wanted more Olam Haba, and he wanted to be able to earn more Olam Haba with the Nisayin of Shalva and being able to pass it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tzadikim, Vakshin Shalva, Daylam Tzadikim, the Olam Haba that they have already. They want more Olam Haba. You have plenty of Olam Haba over there. You want to be machnas yourself into Nisayin where you risk losing Olam Haba. And also he told them, it might be very good for you, Shalva, but what about for your children? And Kavitzol of Rugzah Shal Yosef. Yosef was Masal Sal Basara. He had the Ksainus Pasim. So a little bit of extras got Yosef into trouble. That was the what they showed Yaakov Avinu in the Shemayim. Even if you think that you yourself could pass the Nesayim, but for your children, a lot of that is good. So I learned the Ksav Sofer of Mechudish Dikim Shad. The Yisrael Ohav Es Yosef Mikol Bonav. Yisrael loved Yosef from all of his children. Ki ben zikunim hulei. Also like Sinus Pas. Rashi says, what's pshat ki ben zikunim hulei? One pshat. Shohaya zive kunin shalei daim ala yankiv. Because his face looked like Yankiv. So, because he looked like Yankiv, that was the reason why you should love him more. Oh, he has my black hair and my brown eyes. Oh, I love him. What's the pshat? You know, even for regular people, you know, one doesn't think like that. But it's Kabbal Chaim, Yankim, the Pirush of others, to say, because he looks like me, that's why you should love him. So I saw a Mayur de Kishem Yishmuel, the Parshas Vayigash. I'll pee that, you can understand what this is over here. The Shem Yishmuel in Parshas Vayigash says that Yaakov Avinu was Lamaila Lamaila from the Shiftekah, from his sons. And they really could not gain from him directly because he was on a much, much, much higher madrega. Yosef HaTzadik was the middle point between Yaakov Avinu and the brothers, and the Hashpah from Yaakov Avinu to the brothers could only come derech Yosef. And Yosef had the milas of Yaakov, but he was less than Yaakov. So he was able to be like a midpoint between Yaakov and the brothers. So that's the pshat shohaya zivei kunin daimulei, not the pshat because his face looked like that, which probably he did look like him. But the outer face, the outer looks represented the pnimius that Yosef had the kalim to be able to absorb the hashpah from Yankiv and then give it over to the children. So that's the pshat when they shohaya zivei kunim. That means the milas that Yaakov Avinu had, it appeared in Yosef on a smaller oifen, and that was able to be given over to the brothers. So that's the pshat. The Yisrael of Es Yosef Mikol Bonav. The simple pshat is he loved Yosef more than any of the children. But there's another pshat. The Yisrael of Es Yosef Machmas Wat Mikol Bonav Machmas. Because he cared for his children and he wanted them to get his hashvah, and he knew that the only way that they can get the hashvah is through Yosef. That's why he had a special ahava to Yosef. Besides his egin and milas, but he was also the vessel through which the bracha would come to the rest of the brothers.
What's that?
Shem Yishmuel, based on the Shem Yishmuel. I heard a beautiful pshat from my brother last year, but he didn't remember who said it. But it's a Mayur Dikim pshat. The first cholam, it says, "V'hinei anachnu ma'almim alumim b'soy chasod." We were making bundles in the field. V'hinei kam alum morsiv gam nitzava. V'hinei tisubenu alum oisechem v'tishtachbenu alum morsiv. Your bundles bow down to my bundle. Yaimru echad. And it says at the end, "V'yosifu oitz snoyosoy." They continue to hate him. Al chalomoisav al dvarav. So what is this al chalomoisav al dvarav? And on his words, Rashi says al dvarav, he's used to bring the basam ra. That's one hour. What's dvarav? Second of all, by the first column it says vayisifu et snayosai. By the second dream it says vayachalom et chaloy macher. He said it over me. Hashem is vayirech vachavosur kechovim mishtachdim li. The first dream it says that by Yisipoi Tznoyosai. By the second dream it doesn't say sin, it just says they were jealous. He said, "Amari the Kipshat." He said, "What's Shalal Chalomoisav al Dvarav?" The Mefarshim say that he was dreaming these things. So he thought, why does a person dream like that? Because that's what he talks about, that's what he thinks about the whole day. He thinks about us bowing down to him, right? Shalom Yisrael, they hated him for that. This is what you think about all day. Your sheaf is that we should bow down to you. But then he had the second dream, which represented Yaakov and his mother. Nobody thinks like that. I want my parents to bow down to me, right? So that couldn't have been al dvarav for what he thinks about. That must have been a chalom emes. So here it was no longer sinner, but here it was takikina. It's like it fits in beautifully in pshat. The first one was sinner. Why are you thinking that we're bound down to you? Must be because this. Why are you dreaming that? This is what you're thinking. But by the second dream already, they couldn't say that. So then it wasn't sinner. Then it was kin. If it's an emes dikah dream, and he's zaychet to that taket, so they taket that they were mekaneh. Vayove Yosef as the Bosom Ra El Aviyam. And Yosef brought their bad tidings to the father. So Rashi says, what did he say? That they eat Abram and Achai, and they're Mizalzel, and they're Hashvachas, they're not treating the children of Bilhah and Zilpah with COVID. They call them Avodim, and also they're Chashudim Al Arayis. And those are pretty big accusations. How's it shaykh to say on the shift they called, they were Isaac and Arias and Abram and Achai and what's the pshat? And if it wasn't true, so how could Yosef HaTzadik say this to the father? That's why it's Yishamra, what's the pshat? We've spoken about this in the past. I saw maybe the kipshat this time, Alpipshute. Once in the past we spoke about that they were able to create a maid, and they were able to create animals that you didn't need shechita with the Sefer HaYetzirah. Shabbat Kodesh says that. But Parshat Pshat, there's another Parshat that the Shiftei Kohen, not how you run these Aveiras. It's Elamai. Every Aveira has its chumras, and every Aveira has its, its broader sense of the Aveira. For example, Amal Mech Aveira, he's considered a Shaifech Dom, he's considered a murderer. But it's a si'if in Hilchas Ritzicha. If someone is Masik Vul Reyehu, as I'll say, it's daima, it's a si'if in Moisina for being Mizana, overstepping your bounds. The Gemara says, Avraham Avinu had 400 prakim in his Masech Avodah Zarah. We have only five. What's the pshat? Because by him there was so many chumras in it. The Isra of Avodah Zarah was so broad that he had 400 prakim in his Masechta Avodah Zarah. So it's another parshat that the Shiftei Kohen not ever on these Aveiras. But there were certain chumras that Yosef held the person has to keep. And if you don't keep it, he held that your mamash being ever on Eber Menachai. Because Yosef is a tzaddik, and Yosef is a microcosm, a miniature of Yankel, who's Ish Emes, right? And Emes cannot tolerate any deviation from the Emes in the smallest bit. So Mimele, he couldn't tolerate if he thought that the brothers were being makel on something. So the Maral says this pshat. Maral and Gur Arye says this. And the Maral says, L'moshel, Abram and Achai, where was the discrepancy between them? Where was the chiluke deis? Well, halacha, person is not allowed to eat from an animal until it's totally dead. But there is a shita that says that from the base hashchita, a person can take meat from the mokam hashchita even before the animal is totally dead. So they were noyig that kula, and Yosef held, you know, I want to be noyig that kula. So to him, this was mamash Abram and Achai. They used to have to do business with the women in town, whatever asakim they had. This is a machin of gili arayis, a person has to be marachit himself. With the bnei hashvachas, Yosef held, they weren't treating them with enough covet. You know, so they felt they were treating him with enough rubber. Yosef saw it as some sort of a pegia, but it wasn't something which you were able to see outright. So Yaakov Avinu was midas ha'emes, and Yosef, that zivei kunim daimet Yaakov, in the midas ha'emes, he could not tolerate the slightest little kula. See, his father, that's the pshat that the Maharal says. So what was Taka the Taina and Yosef then? The Chayra, I mean, Yosef was machmer, but being machmer, he could have a Taina. So Shlomo Volbe says, a lot of times when people are younger, they're big kanoim. And then life has a way of mellowing them out. They're able to tolerate more. They see things are not so black and white, and you have to be done, people are kapschus. So Shlomo Volbe says that the whole problem with Yosef came because of a hunar. It came out of being a boisterous youth. When a person is young, you know, he's very zealous, he's kanoizdik, you know, and he's not able so much to be done others lekap schus. So the Torah came about because of a hunar. Of the emesis, chas v'sholem, to say on the Shiftei Kor, that they were mamish over on Isurim, this was Yosef's chumriz, and he felt that they were being over on these chumriz. And to him it was like mamash being over mamash. Vayomer aleihem Ruvain. Ruvain said, Al tishbichu dam, do not spill any blood. Hashlichu say al habor hazeh, asher bamidbar, throw him into this pit in the midbar, v'yod al tishbichu bay. L'man hatzol say miyodam, lashivay elav. He said this, the Torah is made to save him from their hands, even though the Chachil didn't come out right and say, let's not do it. He said, you know, throw him into the pit, but he meant later on to come and get him. So, what's the Mishnah over here? There's extra words in this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Manhatz Olay Shem Yodam, Lohashivay El Aviv. First stage, if you want to save him, you want to get him back to the Father. Why did the Torah also have to say, Lohashivay El Aviv? I saw a beautiful pshat, b'shem the Imre Shofer. He says like this, L'man Hashivay El Aviv is not going on Yosef. The first thing is saying, L'man Hatzal Yosef, in order to save him. But he also wanted L'Hashivay El Aviv to bring himself closer to his father. Because Reuven says, V'yishkav is Bila. And even though Kova'im Reuven Chota Ein Elataya, he didn't mamish do the Avei Reuven's Nus, but epis he did. He was bilbul yitzuyei of it, and Yaakov Avinu Vaistois wasn't yet meichelim for that, and he wanted to get closer to his father. So he was hoping if he would bring back Yosef and he would save him, right? Lahashivoy el aviv, he would bring himself back closer to his father, and his father would be meichelim. He said, with this he could understand the pasuk later on when Reuven came back, and he didn't see Yosef there, by Yomer he said, Hayelad einenu, Yelad is not here, Vani ona ani bo. Darshan and Chazal, it's a Medrash Agoda, ona ani bo mi maisa bila. How am I going to find myself with the maisa bila? The Yelad's not here, now I'm going to suffer with the maisa bila. What's the connection of a Parshim Eskalei, the Shaykhs, to Yosef, the maisa bila? The Teretz says, this is very good. His Kavanah was, he would be Matzal Yosef Washivoy El Aviv, and that would bring him closer to Yaakov, and Yaakov Avinu would be Meichelim. But now that I can't do it, I'm back again to square one. How am I going to find myself with the Maisa Bila? How am I going to get close to my father once again with the Maisa Bila? Vayomer Yehuda El Echov. Yehuda said to his brothers, Ma Betza, what gain will we have? Kinahara Yasochinu. The chisinu has done it. What are we going to gain if we kill our brother and we cover up his blood? So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Shaar Bas Rab. He says, Azay, how can we kill Yosef? We're obviously going to have to cover up the Maisa. If we murder him, it's going to have to be a cover up. Right? That you know, our father shouldn't find out. Chas v'shalom Yaakov finds out. No, we're finished. We're finished. So if we're going to kill him, what's going to happen? It's nigzer, there's exerim in Hashemayim al ha-meis nishtakach min ha-leiv. That the meis is nishtakach, the meis is forgotten. So I was like, the meis is forgotten. See, after a while, Yaakov Avinu is going to forget about his avelus. And the Ruach HaKodesh is going to be shayr on him again. And then he's going to find out anyway. So if we have to cover, we're going to kill him. And we have to cover up his misa. We're not going to be able to cover it up from Yaakov. Because the meis is mishtakach min ha-leiv. And he's going to get his Ruach HaKodesh back. So therefore, the best thing is, let's, you know, do something else. The Yaakov Avinu will never forget about it. And the Mela the Ruach HaKodesh will never be chal on him. And the Mela, that is the way, b'chisinu, that's the way we'll be able to cover up the crime. But if we kill him, eventually we're not going to be able to cover up the crime. It says by Tamar, she was waiting to marry Shelah, Batosar Bigdei Almanusa. She removed her clothing of mourning, of widowhood, she covered herself with a veil, and she wrapped herself up in the veil. She sat by the crossroads, asher al derech Timnos, on the way to Timnos, ki rosa ki gadol Shelah. She saw that Shelah grew up, she was not given to him as a wife. So Rashi brings down over here two pshotim in Pesach Einayim. She sat by the Pesach Einayim. One pshat Rashi says, by the Proshas Rachim, by the crossroads where people go by. The Rabbi saying, Udarshu, the Pischoi shall Avraham Avinu, in the door of Avraham Avinu, Shekol Einayim Mitzapash L'Raisai. Pesach Einayim, in the doorway of Avraham Avinu, that everybody wanted to see Avraham Avinu. Also the kasha, I mean, she's posing as a zayna. She's sitting mamish in the doorway of Avraham Avinu. She couldn't find a better place to do that. Like it's a pellet, right? The poshut, you have to say that, you know, she was in the vicinity where people all came, and that way that would give her an opportunity. But that's not the lashon of Chazal. Bir pischoi shel Avraham, in the doorway of her. Should have said liyad beisa or whatever. But bepischoi shel Avraham, it's a little bit of a shver thing to the hair. So I saw a beautiful pshat from a goyin at Tzadik of Zedel Epstein's Zatzal. He was a Malruchni in Yeshiva's Torah Or. He said like this, Chazal tell us, Tomer l'shem Shemayim l'schav. Tomer had kavonu l'shem Shemayim. Like it says in the Pasuk, she saw kigod l'shelah. She wanted melochim and nevim to come out of her. And from Shelah was from this Yibum would come out Peretz, which is the Mishpach of David HaMelech, and Zorach, the Mishpach of Nevi'im, Nosan HaNovi. She meant L'shem Shemayim, she wanted Melachim and Nevi'im. And her whole Ishtaglis was that she should have children and she should be Miyasid, Malchus Beis David. The Torah is telling us over here, first of all, you see B'chalal, the L'shem Shemayim that she had. Later on, when it didn't work out her way, it says Tamar and Eshes Beitifer both had Kavanah L'shem Shemayim. Tamar wanted to have the children of this Shevet, and so did Eshes Beitifer. She saw B'tzakninus that between her and Yosef is going to come out, she's going to have children from Yosef, or descendants from Yosef. She didn't realize it was her daughter. So they're both in Kavanah L'shem Shemayim, and yet you find that Eshes Beitifer is Mamish Mevuzet. Tamar, Mamish is lifted up, Mamish, the tzaddik is, she is mother of royalty. What's the pshat? Chaim Shmulevitz says, you see how they reacted afterwards when it didn't work out their way. Tamar, she was willing to allow herself to be thrown into a furnace, abi not to be mevazet Yehuda. And what happened, you see, Eishes Paitifer, she didn't get her way, and you see what she did to Yehuda, she had him imprisoned, and she threatened him with all the mezach. So Tamar was mamish neschav l'shem Shemayim. Says Zokim Zedel. He says, all Jewish women, mothers, they want children. They don't want to have children. Tell me they chachomim. I want this. I want that. And which is everything. Yilu Shem Shemayim, and by the Havlokas Neir, the Shabbos, them is followed. But the Maisa, there is a little bit of, you know, my own covet. I should have a child that's a Talmud Chacham. I should have a child that's a Yirah Shemayim. The Torah is being made over here that Tamar, when she did this, it was the Pischa Shel Avraham Avinu that was Kulei Chesed. Her Kavana was in the Mahalach of Avraham Avinu that was Kulei Chesed. Right? Not that she was on the side, not that she was a little bit next to it, she was mamish in the doorway of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's whole life was Midas HaChesed, to be mated with the Bria, just like HaKadosh Baruch was mated with the Bria. So when it says over here that she stood with Pischoi, she mamish went into the Pesach, that was her Kavana. She was totally mevatel herself, there was not a little minute piece of anoichias, a little bit of self-interest over here. The Emes says you find the same thing by Rus. By Rus, she told Naomi, when Naomi told her to go to Boaz and get dressed up, she said, Kol Asher Tomri Eli. So the Eli, the word Eli, is read, but it's not written. It doesn't appear in the Megillah. The Mepharshim say, because she was totally mevatel herself. She didn't exist. Her whole self-interest to do such a thing to be mevazer herself, to propose to the Gadol Hador that he should marry her, it was bizyonis. No, she meant totally L'shem Shemayim. And the same way over here with Tamar. She was Mavasa herself. She put herself into a matzah of a sakana l'maisa. It was why? Because she was totally Mavatla herself for the sake of the chesed of building Malchus Beis David. That's B'pischa Shel Avraham Avinu. That was totally ibigi given to the Inyan of chesed. Ki im zechartani Itcho, Kasha Yitavloch. Yosef HaTzadik is in jail, and he is poised with the Chaloim of the Sar HaMashkim. He says, if only you will remind me, Vosiso Noimodi Chesed Vihizkar Tani El Pari. So Rashi says, because Yosef was Toyla, he put the Bitochen on this Sar HaMashkim to remember him by Parai. He was forced to be there an extra 2 years. Medrash says, Eloshin, because he said, Uza Chartani, his Chartani, he had to be there another 2 years. Belt asks the question, what was the time? What was the time on Yosef? You have to make your shtadlus. Well, what was the shtadlus? How did you have a time on him for making your shtadlus? There's many truths I'm given to this. So I saw wrote down Rav Chaim Brisker. Once he asked a few people around him. He says, it says that because Yosef said it was a Kartani, his Kartani, he had to be there for 2 years. What would have been if he only would have said one word? So I let him answer, you get 1 year. So he says, no. You wouldn't have gotten anything, Tavos, because you have to make your shtadlus. But you have to make your shtadlus and be by Teach that after the shtadlus, Hashem's going to take care of the rest. By the fact that he said it a second time, he showed that he was putting hope in his egin akoyches. That's already beyond the shtadlus. So now he already got punished for the first word as well. If he just would have said it was a chartani, one word, good, fine, this is a shtadlus. But when you put that extra emphasis, that's added a shtadlus. That already showed that even your first shtadlus, you were putting some bitochen in your egin akoyches. That was the taina. I saw a beautiful pshat brought down from Rav Shlomo Kluger. What was the time on Yosef? I have to make a shtadlus. So he said the chait of Yosef was that he was toile his bitochen on something that was not going to take place for another 3 days. In another 3 days, it was going to be Parah's birthday, and he's going to take him out of the Beis HaAsurim. And then, when you're out there, you'll be, it means, until those 3 days, you're being the Ayush. It means, forget it. You're hopeless for those 3 days. That was the time. You have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Yeshua could come. Yeshua is Hashem Keherev Ayin. The Yeshua of Hashem could come with the blink of an eye. And by being totally yourself in the Sar HaMashkim, you were pushing off that Yeshua. He says, that was the time. We have to believe that the Geula could come at any given second. So it was a pagam in the emunah of Yosef and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he made a shtadlus that could only begin in 3 days, when you have to be by Teich and Hashem, he could take you out right now. And the emes is that when the time taka came, it says by Yerutsu, they hurried, not an extra second, like the Chofetz Chaim says in next week's parasha. But you have to believe that the Yeshua could come mamish at any given second. A good Shabbos.
Next
week
is Yeshua.
I think so. Oh, no. Next week I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be out of town, sorry.
Okay.
Have a favor.
From the Wednesday?
What?
Wednesday.
Yeah.